The Dirt Farmer Festival 2019 will have shows at Levon Helm Studios on this Friday, the 6th, and Saturday, the 7th, bringing some Dirt Farmer Fest artists, food, and craft vendors to Woodstock for two incredible nights. Amy Helm, Levon's daughter, joins us this morning to tell us more. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. A delight to have you here. So this wasn't the original plan for the festival, and yet this seems like a pretty wonderful weekend of stuff going on.
It is. It's going to be an incredible weekend. Not the original plan, but very grateful for the solution. You know, I guess these things happen. Festivals, it's difficult to run a festival and manage all of the pieces and things that can go right and go wrong. And of course, you know, once Phil announced his back surgery and had to cancel, we had to move locations. But I'm really excited to do it at the barn. I think there's something kind of nice about it. I think my dad will be smiling down on it. And we're going to have a lot of music. It's going to be an excellent weekend.
So let's talk about that. Yes, Phil Lesh was expected and was going to be the headliner, and then announced the back surgery and that killed that tour and of course this part of the event. So on Friday night, you have amazing music, and again, this will all be at the barn at the Levon Helm Studios. So tell us about what will be happening Friday night.
Well, Friday night we're going to have Anders Osborne and Birds of Chicago. And Graham Lesh is going to be there. And then on Saturday night, we have Steve Earle and Phil Cook and Elizabeth the Catapult, who is a fabulous singer-songwriter from New York.
Terrific. And then on Saturday, more music, as you said.
So Saturday, I listed both.
You
listed,
yeah. So Friday, that's fine. So Friday is Midnight Ramble Band, and then Jonathan and Grasshopper, Mercury Rev, and then Anders Osborne, Birds of Chicago, and Graham Lesh. And then Saturday is a Midnight Ramble Band, Steve Earle, Phil Cook, and Elizabeth and the Catapult. So that's amazing. That's a great weekend of music.
And it's a great weekend of music.
And then what else will be happening throughout the festival? How can people best enjoy this?
Well, it's going to be sort of like a midnight ramble, but a little bit different. First of all, there'll be just a lot more music, and we will have, I'm pretty sure we're going to have some vendors there, which we've never really done before either, maybe a couple food trucks, and we're going to be sort of experimenting with it, but I think the vibe will be great, and I know the music's going to be excellent.
Terrific. And then, of course, then you're going to be at Fresh Grass at Mass Mocha in North Adams on the 20th. That's Friday, the 20th. Have you been a part of that before, correct?
I've never played Fresh Grass.
No, you have not.
No. So I'm excited about it. And what a lineup.
Yeah, an amazing.
What an incredible group of players.
So give us a sense of what that gig will be like for you.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that I'll get a chance to see Mavis Staples and my friend Aoife O'Donovan, who's a fabulous singer who I'm sure you know, who's with she's done many projects, including the I'm With Her project. And she's going to be the guest artist there. So I'm looking forward. I know that she's going to come sit in and sing some songs with me. So I'm just excited for the collaboration and to take the whole thing in. I've heard it's an excellent weekend of music, and musicians love that festival, and that's always the best sign. If a musician is raving about it, it means it's a good hang.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And what tell us about the current work you're doing and the music that you're working on currently.
I am in the I'm actually trying to write a lot right now, and trying to prepare myself to hopefully record another record in the winter. And I'm also working on, I've been touring a little bit. I just got home two nights ago from a tour out west. And I'm also working in a side project with Luther Dickinson and Birds of Chicago and Graham Lesh called Capital Sunrays.
Oh, great.
So I've been doing a lot of music. It's been a good summer. I'm very grateful for all the opportunities.
So, but nice to be home then.
It's so nice to be home. I can't wait to cook. I can't wait to go to the grocery store and cook a big pot of meatballs for my kids. I'm so psyched.
Do you write? Do you think you write best when you're home, or can you write on the road too? It doesn't really matter.
It depends on if my kids where my kids are and where my dog is. And then I write best wherever I'm the least distracted, I think. So sometimes I just had my boys out with me on the road for 2 weeks and I didn't get much done, but we had a blast. So I'm looking forward to getting them back in the school mode and having some quiet time, and such a beautiful time in our area. As you know, the autumn's so magical here. Yeah.
Well, I would think the dog could help too, because it's very calming to have a dog by you.
I mean, I don't know what kind of dog you have. He's 12 weeks old, so he's not quite.
Oh, well, forget that. No, that is a distraction. Forget that. What kind of dog?
He is a Shih Tzu Bichon mix, and his name is Rascal, and I'm sitting here playing with him, and he has stolen my heart, this little guy.
Yeah, so there's just there's just like springs on his feet at this point. So, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, that's. That is a distraction, but very exciting when you calm everybody down, I'm sure.
It is.
Amy Helm will be at Freshgrass at Massmocha on Friday, September 20th. But this coming weekend is very exciting. It's the Dirt Farmer Festival 2019. Friday the 6th, Saturday the 7th, all happening at Levon Helm Studios. And links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. But you can find out more by going to dirtfarmerfestival.com. Amy Helm, what a pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you very much. You as well.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.